I get asked a lot of questions about Unitarian Universalism. I think that's because, as a reference librarian, I'm used to just telling people things I know. But one of the very common ones I get at this time of year is, do Unitarians celebrate Christmas? I always answer, some do. I have found this to be a very good answer to any question which begins, do Unitarians believe? Some do. So some do. Then, very often, people will say in kind of a derisive tone, well, that's good. Otherwise, what would you all do? Sit around and saying, Merry Solstice to each other? And that bothers me. And it bothers me because it implies that the solstice is the least common denominator among all of us. And I get the impression that the speaker thinks that Merry Solstice would be something you use would agree to say to each other because there is no real spiritual meaning in the solstice, and therefore there would be no offense taken, and it would be a safe thing to say. Now, anyone who's taken Astronomy 100 could tell you that the winter solstice is caused by the fact, gotta talk with my hands for this one, caused by the fact that the Earth rotates on an axis that's 23 degrees, it rotates and then it orbits. It orbits around the sun. And in its annual orbit around the sun, the northern hemisphere ends up further away from the sun than in the winter than in the summer. So the winter solstice is therefore our shortest day of the year, and we're the furthest from the sun at that time and on that day. And after that, the day gets longer, the length of the sunlight increases as we come back around in the big orbit. This is all good, measurable science. No spiritual meaning here. Or is there? I've been a pagan for about 25 years, and I do celebrate the solstice. And what that means to me is that I find spiritual meaning, inspiration, and comfort in the natural world. For me, this means observing nature and then thinking about it metaphorically. I am moved and comforted by the symbolism I find in the subtle simplicity and sublime complexity of the natural world all around us. So this is the solstice. These are dark and cold times. Maybe there have been some dark and cold times for you as well. Maybe someone in your family has lost a job. Maybe you're really missing a loved one this year. Maybe you haven't been feeling well. Maybe your head just isn't where you'd rather it were. This can be particularly tricky at this time of year when there is almost a willful feeling of forced happiness and Christmas magic. Well, friends, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. The days are going to get longer again. It's this cyclical nature of the year, year after year, in which I place my faith. It's dark now, it'll be light later, and it'll get dark again. The world keeps on spinning and orbiting, and in our lives, there will be dark times, and there will be light times. There will be times of growth, and there will be times of death. There will be catastrophic storms and breathtaking golden sunrises. It is my sincere hope for you all that if you are in a dark time, that the symbolism of this solstice brings you some comfort. And if you are not in a dark time right now, I hope that you are able to remember the meaning of the solstice should you find yourself in one dark time at some other time this year. And my friends, please remember, when it's dark enough, you can see the stars. So Merry Solstice. And my sincere wishes for a happy and blessed New Year.